It's important to have a sense of local community spirit.
If a community wants to prosper, everyone must make a concerted effort to put as much into their community as possible. If you don't take care of your community, then your community can't take care of you. What I'm trying to say is that if you're in the habit of helping others in your community, then others will be more inclined to help you. It's also important that you don't litter, because if you do, then the place will look like a mess. Another thing that would help is that if parents and pet owners would clean up after their kids and pets relieve themselves, then there won't be any excrement on the grass, sidewalks and benches.
5. What are the advantages of being part of a close-knit community?
Well, one of the advantages is that your community will look out for you. If you're in trouble, you'll get support from your neighbours and they'll be more likely to accept whatever you decide to do. Also, if you are in a close-knit community, more people will be your friend and invite you and your family over to their house for dinner. Like the saying goes, a man is only as rich as how many friends he has.
6. In what ways do neighbours cooperate and help each other in China?
This is a tough question because I personally don't think that they do. Most of my neighbours are just nosy old busybodies who are always trying to find out some new piece of gossip. All the rest are out working all day, and when they come home, they just want to watch TV or sleep.
7. How has the sense of community changed in recent years in China?
Before, the community was very strong in China. You always did things with your neighbours and helped them in whatever way you could. Also, whenever anyone did something that wasn't quite right, everyone knew about it and the person was very embarrassed. But now everyone is out working and, aside from a few old busybodies, no one has time to help or get involved with the affairs of their neighbours.
Describe a local event you have attended. You should say what this event was, when and where it was, what happened in the event, and explain what you liked about this event. 1. Should businesses support local events? 2. Should the government preserve traditional events like temple fairs? 3. Do you think it's important to take part in local activities? 4. Do you think it's important to have a sense of local community spirit? 5. What are the advantages of being part of a close-knit community? 6. In what ways do neighbours cooperate and help each other in China? 7. How has the sense of community changed in recent years in China? Topic 27. Public events. Cue card. Describe a local event you have attended. You should say what this event was, when and where it was, what happened in the event, and explain what you liked about this event.
Sometime during 2001, when I was living in Kunming, some friends of mine in the Beichen area invited me to a street party to promote a new housing compound that some company had just finished building. It was a very bizarre event. It was held outside in a little park near the new compound. It was a very cute little park, with benches and a small playground for little children. I think the event was funded by the owners of the compound because they were giving away food. There was ice cream, soft drinks, beef, lamb, and pork meat sticks, and some other snacks of which I can't remember the names. The only problem, though, was that you had to stand in a line the length of the Great Wall. Sometimes the line would move fast, like when a bunch of the meat was cooked, but other times it just seemed to take forever. I can't remember so well, but I think that you had to be living in the Beichen area to attend the party. Oh yes, that's what it was. Our friend was living in that area, so we were able to go in for free. The party was so much fun because it was at night and we were allowed to stay out later than usual. My cousin, who lives abroad, was visiting and went with us to the party. I don't think I'll ever forget that time.
Part 3. Cultural Heritage. 1. Should businesses support local events?
I think that businesses should support local events. It not only helps to create a good image for the business, but shows customers that the business is interested in their welfare. It can also provide good advertising opportunities for the business. Everyone likes to do business with a community-minded business.
2. Should the government preserve traditional events like temple fairs?
I think the government should preserve this kind of event. And furthermore, I think that the best way they can support them is to help financially. Although, if you only let the government help to support and sponsor these kind of events, then companies like Coca-Cola, Budweiser, and McDonald's will have nothing to do. Therefore, I think it's important to let everyone help to organise and fund the events, but the government should definitely preserve and support these kinds of events.
Community life. 3. Do you think it's important to take part in local activities?
I personally don't enjoy participating in local events, but for some reason many people actually do. I'd much rather watch the event from a distance. Maybe this is just because I'm lazy, but I just don't really feel the need to go out there and be another nameless person in a crowd that won't miss me at all.
4. Do you think